Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Central Iowa sports fans, it's time to dig deep into the world of Iowa State athletics. You're tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Wilson Toyota of Ames, live from Benchwarmer Sports Bar in Ankeny.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. Look in my eyes, what do you see?
The cult of personality. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show on 1460 KXNO.
Thanks, Andrew Downs, and welcome to another Thirsty Thursday here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. You're in tune to the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota of Ames radio show. We're going to be talking lots of Iowa State basketball, Big 12 basketball. Might even dip into the football game coming up on Sunday later on in the program. My name is Chris Williams. Again, we're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. I'm joined by Brent Bloom, columnist at CycloneFanatic.com, and the one and only Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Tron, what Toyota did you drive down I-35 in
today?
What
did I drive last week? I drove a Venza this week.
A what?
Have you driven a Toyota Venza?
I really don't know what it is.
It's a cool crossover. It fits well. It's a hatchback. You know, we need to get Adam Gray because he's driving it. Have you seen his pink Mazda tribute? He's got this pink car he drives around.
It's like, we got to get him. Pink.
It really. We have to get him in a Toyota Venza. It's a 14. It's a great car, man. V6 all-wheel drive. What, man? You know, you can do anything in this unit. This is a great crossover.
All right.
Can you come up with a better name than Venza?
Well, you want to rename it, Bloom? I mean, I thought Venza was kind of catchy. I don't mind it. You
sounds
got a problem with it?
Sounds like an infection or something.
It sounds like
picked up the Venza.
It sounds like the last name of a Kansas Jayhawk player.
Oh, wow.
2212 South Duff Avenue. Give Tron a visit today at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Again, lots to talk about. Matt Abdelmassey, Iowa State assistant coach, going to join us at 6:20. Later on, we're going to talk just a little bit. I won't dwell too much on it, but I'll give you a football recruiting update as National Signing Day is just around the corner. We have some big plans, as always, how we cover it at CycloneFanatic.com. Five questions brought to you by Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, of course, in the last segment as well. But let's talk last night, gentlemen. Iowa State goes on the road, loses to Kansas. An interesting game in the fact that Iowa State, we've seen this developing trend where they're slow out of the gates, out of the first half, out of the second half, you saw the same thing. And then you saw a tough Iowa State team find a way to claw its way back on the road in perhaps the most daunting home court advantage in college basketball. I would actually bet Bloom would probably be able to allude to this, and the statistics would probably back that up. And so that's the positive. The negative here for me, the slow starts, gentlemen. Listen, Bloom wrote a nice piece. I wrote what I thought was a decent piece, and we had the exact same opinion on that game. You praise Iowa State. You can't kill Iowa State for what they did last night at Allen Fieldhouse. But at the same token, man, Tron, if you play the 40 minutes instead of the 35 or the 37 or whatever you do, it's a completely different ball game, and it's maddening for a fan to watch that because, you know, minutes 15 through zero, they're right in that thing, man.
Man, I'm telling you, and I don't – things just don't intimidate me. For the first time, I think, in a very, very long time, I actually saw Kansas look like the team they should look like early. They were big. They were athletic. Yep. They were dominating. I think they really did hit the court, and it shocked everybody in Cardinal and Gold. I think from the fans to everybody.
They looked like an NBA team.
They really did. They were sound. They were doing what they wanted to do. I think they were shocked by how well Kansas was playing early in that game. And not just playing early, aggressively playing early, going to the basket, being physical down low. Kansas looked like a team that had a large selection of McDonald's All-Americans. All-Americans on their team. They look like a team that was very well coached by a coach like Bill Self. They really did fit the mold of Kansas basketball early last night.
I said 2 weeks ago after Iowa State lost to Kansas and I got to look at that team up close and personal, I said, I think this team, and say I think that they would, but I said they can win out in the Big 12. And y'all kind of looked at me like I had 10 heads at the time.
I still think you got 10 heads.
And that's fine. And you know what? They probably won't. The law of averages, they'll probably drop a game here or there. They're still young. They still haven't proven that they can knock down shots like they did against Iowa State consistently. But, Bloom, if that team is not head and shoulders above everybody else in what very well might be the best league in college basketball, if you watched the Big Ten last night.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That team's head and shoulders above everybody else in the best league in the country. Tell me they're going to lose. Well, who's going to beat them?
Let me put it this way. If Kansas is at their best, no one's going to beat them in college basketball. Their best is better than anybody else right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have everything you want. The odds of them playing at their best. And you know what? I think if there's a scale of 0 to 100, they're about a 95 last night.
Yeah,
they were really, really good. And it's sometimes Iowa State played great offensively,
yeah.
But you just got to – what can
better.
You do?
It's
what
a,
can
it's,
you
do? It's a tip-of-the-cap type
game.
It really was.
Like it was fun to watch them because they were so good. Now, they can't keep that up. It's hard to play at that level for every consecutive game. They're going to run into a game where they're not at their best. And if somebody's better than them – then they'll lose. But if they play like that, Chris, I'm starting to believe in what you're saying. They won't lose because they were phenomenal last night.
I will tell you why they'll lose.
Okay.
When Iowa State made their run, when they were down 16, they started to run, and you started to see it wasn't the fact that Iowa State had it together. It was the fact that Kansas was so confident at that moment, from Bill Self all the way down to the guys that was – putting the water on. The team had so much confidence that they begin to do things uncharacteristic of Kansas. And that's why they're going to end up losing the game. They're going to go to a West Virginia. They're going to go to a Tech. They're going to be confident from the jump to the point to where they feel like they can show up and win a ball game.
I'm sorry, though, Tron. From that aspect, I could see that happening at Oklahoma State and this weekend at Texas. And laugh at me, but potentially even at Baylor.
K-State.
But I don't. Even if Kansas shows up in Bloom's 1 to 100 scale and plays a 40, I don't know how they would lose to Tech or West Virginia. And West Virginia is playing some pretty good ball. I get that. But my point is they've already won at Norman. They've already won at Ames. Hell, Iowa State lost by 11 last night, and I think everybody at this table would go, well, we feel better about Iowa State right now than we did 24 hours ago. It tells you how good, Bloom, this team is. They're young. Wiggins is all of a sudden hitting his stride. Embiid is just a ridiculously nasty ace in the hole, the 7-footer. Now you have a point guard who's dishing out 12 assists and not turning the basketball over, and you've got a guy like Frank Mason coming off the bench. There are no weaknesses,
and
you have the best coach in the game.
And you didn't mention 45-year-old Perry Ellis who decided to score 16 points and a half, and he apparently just feasts on Iowa State. It felt like the Big 12 title game, or I guess
the semis last year.
It was a good game. You know, it's good to see Niang and these guys show up and actually put forth. I was kind of worried about the intimidation factor after the way that those guys played in Hilton. 17 days ago now. But they showed up. It was a good game. It was good to see the fight in Iowa State. But I agree with you. We said it in the preseason. If you continue to play from behind, when you get into Big 12 play, it will kill you every single time.
But what can you do? Like everyone's saying, well, enough with the slow starts. What?
Don't turn the ball over. That's what you're
getting. Last night you give them a pass. But the problem I had with it is this is a trend now.
I know, but
You've
how can you fix
this
it? I agree, it is a trend. Like, it's obvious.
Well, I think you have to tinker with your starting lineup at this point. I'd love to see the plus-minus, like the official plus-minus minutes, with compare Monte and Naz and Matt Thomas was great in the plus-minus last night, I would think.
Do you start Monte?
Hey, here,
because then, then that removes some of your bench.
So why don't you just put Thomas back in there then?
Maybe. I would prefer that to
I agree.
Monte.
I think I like Monte off the bench. Now, I wouldn't be upset if they started him, but I think if you're going to tinker with the lineup, put Matt Thomas. At one point in that game, Matt Thomas looked like one of the most confident players on the floor. When he stroked that second three, I mean, that kid looked like a completely different human being than the one you saw 2 weeks ago down at Texas. So
I think it's a trade-off. I really do because I notice and I watch. I just watch players. That's what I do. I think that it's the old Scott Kristofferson trade-off from offense to defense. I think on defense he seems to get lost a lot, you know, on defense. And you see a lot of players running free and shooting free shots.
He's
to where when you're playing Kansas and you're playing Oklahoma, well, yeah, you say he's a freshman, but then you watch Morris play or you watch Nas Long play, who's a sophomore or whatever, and that doesn't happen.
So at I would some disagree point, on Nas Long.
But what I'm saying is at some point, is it worth the trade-off if the kid isn't hot? No, he's shooting well. I agree. I'd rather have
him. What has Nas Long done since he was inserted into the starting lineup? I think we may be
I understand that.
May be looking at this different you know, completely backwards. We're saying, well, this guy's playing better. Put him, maybe Nas is just flat better coming off the bench. He hasn't done anything.
I agree with you. But I guess I'm confused that if you're not going to start Matt Thomas, why not start Monte Morris? Why go to why Long?
Traditionally liked having the energy guy off the bench. I think Bloom's point is because if you start Monte and you need you get down early like last night, for instance. What do you do? Because they don't have anybody else. Right now, they're really at a six-man rotation as long as Nas Long is playing like he is. They're playing with six guys right now in the Big 12 Conference.
It's a situation where you hate the slow starts, and it's happened way too often. I know it's easy to look, well, if you don't get down 11 points in the first 3 minutes, then the entire game is different. But the way Iowa State plays and the high volume of possessions, there's going to be spurts in that game. It's just just their style of play. And for whatever reason, a lot of their spurts are coming, the opponents are coming early, and I don't quite know the reason for that. But, you'd like to have it change, but I'm thinking even if the spurt happens 6 minutes into the game, it's almost inevitable. Iowa State is going to give up spurts.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of the timing has been oddly the same this year.
And that's why I don't believe it's a coincidence anymore. I think it's a legitimate trend.
Yeah, and
this has been the case since the start of the season, gentlemen. This is not something that just appeared once the Big 12 began.
I think Tron hit it well. The Kansas game wasn't necessarily the fact that Iowa State wasn't focused or playing well.
No,
it was that Kansas was so good early.
They were wide open.
It was like, yeah, they were.
They were silent across the board.
Oh, yeah.
You have to take away something. Iowa State took away Embiid last night.
And they also dared them to make shots.
And they did.
And they made shots.
And they did.
I wouldn't change Iowa State's game plan for the world. If they meet them down in Kansas City, I think you'll see them do the exact same thing. And you just hope and pray that Kansas has an off night. I want to invite you to join us on the Hy-Vee hotline if you would like. 515-284-5966. Do you think Kansas will win out in the Big 12? Are we crazy? 515-284-5966. If you want to join us, Matt Abdelmassi coming up here in about 5-10 minutes or so on the Hy-Vee hot seat. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota of Ames radio show. Let's talk just a little bit about what's coming up on Saturday now against Oklahoma. You have an Oklahoma team that just knocked off Oklahoma State. That didn't surprise me just based off of the way those two teams are trending. It's in Norman. It's hard to win on the road. Oklahoma State has proven to me now they are not an elite team. They're not even in the conversation with Kansas. Don't even try and put them in that conversation with Kansas. And, Bloom, you watch more basketball probably than anybody here. What your take on Oklahoma? Are they a contender, a pretender as far as, let's say, a Sweet 16 team?
I don't think they're a Sweet 16 team. They're very good. They score. They can score the ball, and that you need that. But I don't know. They're young. Woodard has been great. Their freshman point guard, who's from right there in Oklahoma City, has been fantastic. Cousins has been good. Obviously, Ryan Spangler has been a solid player. They are my biggest surprise in the Big 12 because I didn't think – I mean, they lost just as much as Iowa State.
Yep.
They lost Mbai. They lost big fella Romero Osby. They lost
Fitzpatrick.
Pleasure. They lost Fitzpatrick, and yet they built this team that's built a lot like Iowa State. They've got Spangler in the middle, and then they surround them with four guys who can shoot. Buddy Hield's been fantastic. I don't think they're a Sweet 16 team, Chris, because they're going to run into a team that can be a little more physical with them and guard them.
So you're saying a pretender?
but they'll make the NCAA tournament easily. And they're definitely
that's without question. They're a top 25 team right now.
And I think they'll eventually finish around fourth or fifth in the Big 12, but that's way better than I thought they were going to be.
Toronto, when Iowa State played down there, they got killed on the glass. Spangler just really made Iowa State look silly at points. And he's done that to other teams, too, in Iowa State's defense. I mean, this Spangler kid's getting seems like he's getting 25 rebounds a game right now. What do you see happening on Saturday from that aspect? The Iowa State rebounding has been better lately.
Well, it has been better. Here's the thing that puzzles me about this. I go back to the Baylor game when they had all the hype coming in for Baylor. It wasn't that they were trying to out-jump and rebound Baylor. What they were doing, they were controlling the paint. Yeah. They were physically keeping guys out of the paint, and I think that's where Fred and these guys have to say, come on, guys, these guys are going to jump over. I watched Embiid and Andrew Wiggins jump over players time after time, but when you let them that far in the paint, it's easy to do. They're going to have to be physical with Oklahoma. They're going to have to keep them out of the paint, which I think as big as Melvin Ejim is and as big as George Niang is, I think they can body these guys and keep them when the ball's up. They can box them out and keep them out of the paint. It's so easy. You go back and you watch games. A lot of these second chance points are tip-ins.
Yeah.
These guys are just standing around, and they're able to just jump right over and tip these balls in. They're going to have to keep Oklahoma out of the paint. Not so much out rebound them from a jumping standpoint, mm-hmm. but just boxing them out, keeping them out.
Iowa State's lost 4 or 5 after a 14-0 start. You'd think we'd all be fairly, antagonistic about this, but I think. Just judging by the sense I'm getting at this table here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, I think we all feel better about this program right now than we did 24 hours ago. Bloom, do you agree?
I thought they played their best game offensively maybe all year yesterday, and that makes you feel good now.
82 points in Fog Allen.
And got where they wanted to go. And Kansas is a good defensive team. Iowa State was able to find the mismatches again. Kane was spectacular. I mean, I know he's gotten a hard time over the last month, but he was really good. Only took 14 shots, scored 22 points, very efficient. And, Iowa State's kind of getting lumped in with Wisconsin and Ohio State and Oregon, those teams that are just kind of falling apart.
Yeah.
They're not falling apart. They're running into a tough part of the schedule, and something here or there has just been a little too good for them.
If you show up and play like they did last night, they win in Stillwater.
No question. I mean, they gotta play a little bit better defensively. You never know what Marcus Smart and LeBryan Nash could do, but... Yeah, that was a good Iowa State team last night.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as DeAndre Kane, DeAndre Kane last night, you watch these games where they've been losing, and we've all said he's looked different, and we've kind of complained about what he's done. That's my brother-in-law. Don't worry about it. You can stab him if you want to. The thing is, DeAndre Kane was the old DeAndre Kane last night. He was looking to get everybody involved. He was going to take over only when he had to. The kid played a gate game. I'm telling you who the guy was last night. It was Niang, man. That old man they had no answer for this thing. He played a great ball
game. Which is great to see because, George is maybe the most competitive guy on that team. He went, 4-for-20 mm-hmm. against Kansas. And you actually wondered.
He was going to bounce back.
I had the thought, is Embiid just too athletic for him? And it turns out that George found holes in Embiid's game.
I have no idea how impressive. Niang scores half the time when he does. But the guy really – is amazing to watch.
He is.
I don't know how he gets shots off
buckets.
Half the time.
But which makes we tend to forget this. He's only a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Monte Morris, who's been amazing, is just a freshman.
I know.
Matt Thomas is just a freshman. I mean, that makes you feel good about the future of Iowa State basketball. Eventually, Kansas will lose. They're one and done, guys.
They'll just get a couple more.
There you go.
Iowa State will have these guys for three, four years.
All right. We need to take a quick break, gentlemen, as Matt Abdelmassey, Iowa State assistant basketball coach, going to join us on the other side on the Hy-Vee Hotline. I want to give a shout-out to our sponsor of the week, our advertiser of the week at CycloneFanatic.com. This week it's Phillips Floors, longtime partner of ours at CycloneFanatic.com. Now, they're going to be down at the Home and Garden Show coming up on February 6th through the 9th down at the Hy-Vee Hall. Stop on into the Phillips Floors booth and support our supporters at CycloneFanatic.com. It's how we keep the site 100% free. Need to take a quick break. Matt Abdelmassey, Iowa State assistant head basketball coach, will join us right after this on the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota of Ames radio show. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Introducing Iowa Realty's new mobile app for your phone or other device. Now you can find homes for sale based on your current location. You can see photo galleries, detailed information on homes for sale with the touch of your little pinky. It will change the way you look for real estate, I guarantee it. This is amazing new technology. It's Iowa Realty's new mobile app, available now. You can download today at the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
When was the last time you had a juicy, tender, great-tasting T-bone? Introducing new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve Beef. It makes going out for a great steak as easy as going out to your grill. And it's an everyday value, so you can make any night steak night. Try new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve today. Dinner out just became dinner in.
Hey Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here, and one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely, they're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They're the absolute best. That's Mr. B clothing for men and women. Located on 86th Street in Clive.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny, a little Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show tonight. Lots of Iowa State Kansas talk from last night. Looking forward to Saturday's 3 p.m. tip, Iowa State in Oklahoma, another battle of top 25 programs, and to talk about that and more, we'll bring in on the Hy-Vee hotline Matt Abdelmassey. He is the assistant coach for the Iowa State Cyclones. And, Coach, you'd probably be interested in this. Some breaking news coming across Twitter right now. It says that Carmelo Anthony wants to actually play for a winner, and he's requesting to be traded to the Chicago Bulls. That's interesting. What's your reaction to that?
I'm thrilled. It just made my day. It put a smile on my face.
That's it? I was hoping you would go on some just like non-profanity-laced rant right now.
No, not really. I trade Carmelo Anthony for a bag of peanuts right now.
He just scored, what, 61?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
He could have had like 80 in that game.
He could. You're right. He could have. But that was one game against one of the worst teams in the league. So not like he did it against a quality team.
Well, you guys played one game against, in my opinion, the best team in college basketball, without question in my mind, last night, the Kansas Jayhawks. The slow starts hindered you guys, but as Coach Hoiberg pointed out after the game, you know, when Kansas is making those shots, it wasn't really a lack of effort or anything from you all. Boy, how good is that team in general? But are they unbeatable, Matt, when they're making shots at the rate that they were doing last night?
Practically impossible. Similar to 2 years ago when we played in the NCAA tournament with the chance to go to the Sweet 16 when we played Kentucky, where our game plan was, if they make shots, we're going to live with that, because we knew that they're just too good, too talented, to where we're just going to try and take that away, and that's what we tried last night. We knew that they averaged six threes a game, that they make a game going into the game yesterday, but Andrew Wiggins, an extremely unbelievable talent, coming into the game, making 4 or 6 threes last night. If he's making those shots, then he's worthy of that number one pick status that everyone just keeps going back and forth about who should be number one. But and on their home court, with shots falling and the way they get out in transition, very, very, very hard team to beat when they're making shots like that.
Matt, is there anything you can do in practice or before a game to somehow work on that slow start? Dealers, just a freak of the game, and that there's going to be runs, and it just so happens that teams are opening up games with runs on you guys.
Yeah, you know what? We've looked at different things in practice where we're trying to figure out what the exact issue is on a slow start, whether it's to start the game or to start that second half. But at the end of the day, we know teams are going to go on their runs, and we have to hopefully change that course, and we go on a run to start the game or start that second half. We go on that run. So hopefully, sooner rather than later, our guys figure that out. I mean, there's no science to it, because trust me, if there was, I'm pretty sure that, you know, we would have figured it out by now and have fixed it.
Coach, I tell you, I'm probably speaking for the entire Cyclone Nation. Very exciting watching you guys play ball last night. You guys put a great product on the court. It's really good to see. Win or lose, I know there's no such thing as a good loss, but you guys really did put it together. Watching George Niang here over the past couple games, he kind of, you know, had a tough go at it for a few through the losses, but he's really come back to being his old self over the past two games. It's got to be pretty exciting for you guys going forward, wouldn't you say?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, the production that we get out of our starters is tremendous. I mean, it's carried us to a lot of wins this year, and George is one of those guys. I mean, we know what we're going to get out of him pretty much consistently every night, and last night, George was being George. He's one of the best shots, one of the best low post scorers in the country, and can extend the defense by knocking down shots from the perimeter, which is very rare, where you can score from inside out, outside in, and that's George. And he showed his arsenal on the offensive end last night in full effect against arguably one of the best states in the whole entire country.
Iowa State assistant coach Matt Abdelmassey joining us right now on the Hy-Vee Hotline and the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny. Coach, your team showed some serious stones last night. I will say that getting down 16 in Allen Fieldhouse, you know, about 10 to play in the first half, and the fact that it was a three-point game at half was fairly astounding, I think, to anybody who watched the onslaught that Kansas went on to start that game. But I don't want to dwell on that game, but I guess I'd like your opinion as you're with the players day in, day out. What should that tell fans about this team going forward? You've lost 4 of 5, but there hasn't been what the selection committee would call a bad loss in there. 3 of them on the road, and or 2 of them on the road, and 2 of them to again, in my opinion, the best team in college basketball. Just what should that, you know, the my term, the marbles, show or tell the fans about this team going forward this season?
Well, I mean, if anybody's critical, I'm not sure how much they're really watching this team play. I mean, they play extremely hard. We're undersized going against a team that has the craziest length probably in the whole country. And we went in and battled last night, and our guys gave everything they possibly have. And when we went into that locker room after the game, no one's head went down because they knew we gave them quite possibly our best punch. Now, for their points in the game where we were sloppy, and we gave them opportunities to capitalize off of some of the mistakes that we can control, of course we did. It's extremely hard to go play a absolute perfect game from minute 1 to 40 in the toughest environment in all of college basketball. I mean, we knew what the environment was gonna bring, and that's never going to change when you go to an Allen Fieldhouse. But other than some of the little lulls in the game where we turned over the ball, we played hard, and that's all you can ask for. And our guys competed. And, you know, I think it's encouraging. A lot of teams go into Allen Fieldhouse and they get rolled. I mean, they call it how it is. They go out there and they get embarrassed. The last 3 years that we've been there, our guys have competed. They've given us the best possible chance to go there and get and win a basketball game. And if our guys compete that way, trust me, I think our fans are going to be extremely thrilled with the results moving forward and the results, hopefully, that pay off and putting ourselves a chance to win a lot of great games.
Bloom's got one final question for you, but yep. I'm going to go on the record right now. You guys win your next two, and then I think it softens up. You don't have to editorialize on this, but I will. You guys win Saturday. You win at Big Monday at Stillwater. Go ahead, Bloom.
Well, I was just talking about that game on Saturday. Oklahoma playing not as good as Kansas, but they've been close. Matt, how surprised are you with what Lon Kruger's done? That team is built similarly to you guys.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say overly surprised because we know what type of team they were going to have coming into the season. They're one of the most well-coached teams in the entire country. But I'm not going to lie. I'm shocked on how deep the Big 12 is this year, which just makes things really chaotic from that number 2 to number 8 seed that could happen and the shuffling that's going to be in and out. You got to have amnesia in this conference because you can't let one loss turn into two losses, and that's exactly what we've been telling our guys, and we got to take care of business on Saturday to avoid that.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Super Bowl pick, quickly. You got in your hometown, who do you like?
Oh, I hope it snows really, really bad.
I agree.
I like Seattle. I think their defense is too strong, and I can't cheer for Peyton because I want Eli to have the most Super Bowls in the family.
That's a quality take. I like it. Referring to your team. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate
it. All right, guys.
Good luck on Saturday.
No problem. Thanks.
Letting Matt Abdelmassey off the Hy-Vee hot seat right now. That's a good interview. I thought I really like his reference, and I'll tie it to a conversation I had with Travis Hines from the Ames Tribune this morning when Coach referenced Iowa State's last three performances in Fog Allen. Travis, you know, who travels to pretty much every game covering Iowa State, he told me today that Iowa State, when they play Kansas has brought out the best in Iowa State. Even sometimes Iowa State ending up on the wrong end of the scoreboard, guys. I mean, they bring it when the Jayhawks either come to town or when they go into Allen Fieldhouse. And I'll say this, having been there last night, and I've been there the last 2 years that Iowa State has played at Kansas, that atmosphere, until you've experienced it, you can't comprehend it. I don't even know how and why they need to recruit. If they get a kid on campus, if that kid doesn't commit to Kansas and has an opportunity, well, that kid's got something wrong. That place is magical. The fact, I'm talking, guys, like 15 minutes before the game. It doesn't matter if it's a 20-year-old college student or if it's a 70-year-old booster who's been sitting in the same seat for 30 years. They know what to do. They sway, they sing, they do. It is the tradition and the aura inside of that arena really, it could psych out the best of the best, and that's what makes it even more impressive. Well, how Iowa State really just took all those bullets last
night. It's easy to get recruits when you're getting free concert tickets to Trey Songz and all these kind of things. I mean, there's so
Trey
much
Songz?
Going on.
Who
he was great. I don't know who
is this guy.
He's some R&B artist.
Know?
Great artist, by the way, though.
Sang the song Heart Attack.
Yeah. So.
Heard of it?
No, I have no idea who this guy is.
Come on, so, dude, his favorite artist is George Strait. You really think you're going to try to convince him?
For real, so like the Kansas cheerleaders are sitting in front of me last night where my seat was, and they put this Trey Songz with a Z, I believe,
yes,
on the big board, and they go, Grammy-nominated R&B artist Trey Songz. And I'm not kidding you, this young girl in front of me, this cheerleader, I mean, you'd think that she just was given a Lexus on Christmas morning. Her reaction to Trey Songz with a Z being in Allen Field, she went nuts. And I didn't even know who the guy was.
Well,
it was like the Staples Center there. Billy Butler, Jeremy Guthrie from the Royals were there. Everybody was at Allen Field House last night.
I like how the Lakers get like Leo DiCaprio and Justin Bieber.
Kansas we're talking Kansas Billy Butler.
Trey Songz and Billy Butler. Right on. But you know what? They've lost. This stat amazed me yesterday. Larry Eustace, remember Larry?
Mm-hmm.
Has the most wins of any coach in Allen Fieldhouse since the Big 12 started in 1995 with two. They've lost 9 times in the last 20 years there in conference play. It's hard to win there.
You know,
the fact that Iowa State had them on the road, they should have beat them last year.
Should have beat them.
2 years ago, yeah. You can make an argument that they had a good shot to win that game.
Yeah, they were up 11 in that game in the second
half.
Oh, so
yeah.
They've been there.
That was Tyshawn Taylor. Got him that game.
They just got
it. There's always that guy that gets. But you know, Chris, you said it last week on the here at Benchwarmers. You said that a lot of the Jayhawk fans they don't want to see Iowa State coming. That's a tough and scary game for kids. You think about it. What is it? 4 minutes last night in that game. They're down one. They turn the ball over. You know, me personally, I think after the first turnover that they got a gift back from Perry Ellis. I think you take a timeout there. I think the crowd's getting out of control. You're within one. You're getting a little sloppy. You know, I understand trying to keep the groove of it, but that kind of threw it away, and it just fell apart after that. It was really tough to see, but it just truly fell apart. And, Chris, I'm going to put you on the spot because – actually, I'm not. I'm going to put Bloom on the spot because I want to –
Well, thank you.
The foul call, Bloom. I almost –
Oh, wait. Save it for 5 questions.
Oh, geez.
That's coming up. That's coming up. We'll roast Bloom on the officiating coming up in 5
just
questions.
That's what I wanted to do tonight.
You knew it was coming, right?
Got to do a quick football recruiting update for everybody. And this one's going to be brought to you by my good friend Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance. Former Cyclone, played a little linebacker for Coach Walden back in the day. You want a good time going and chat with Glenn Waterhouse while you're getting your State Farm insurance quote and say, hey, Glenn, tell me a good Jim Walden story. And he's got about 15 of them for you. They're outstanding. 5441 down there in Northwest 86th Street in Johnston is where Glenn Waterhouse Insurance headquarters are located. You can call them at 515-223-5566. As well. Last weekend, Iowa State got the 3 commitments. I don't need to get into that. That's old news. You can read about it at CycloneFanatic.com. But we do have a little bit of news from the last couple of days. I believe a linebacker by the name of Greg Gooch. I would put it as a likely commitment coming early next week. Reading between the tea leaves for some information, I believe that Greg Gooch, a linebacker out of Florida, a nice prospect who I don't want to say could see the field as a true freshman, but I think he's one who could see the field early in his career at Iowa State should he commit to the Cyclones. Of course, National Signing Day coming up next Wednesday. Also, another linebacker, he's a current Southern Mississippi commitment by the name of Willie Harvey, will be officially visiting this week. And so you might be going, hey, Williams, how many spots are remaining? Well, I thought after last week, anywhere from 0 to 2, do the math. Getting down to that time in the recruiting process. Again, National Signing Day coming up next week. I want to remind everybody, too, our football recruiting party that we have annually at the Cake Stand in West Des Moines. We're going to have it on February 12th, the week after National Signing Day this year, is 7:30 start. That's when the special guests will arrive. Talk to Ryan today. That place is going to be hopping. We'll have music, half-price appetizers, half-price drinks. It's going to get nuts down at the Cake Stand and the Cyclone Fanatic Recruiting Party on February 12th at 7:30, again at the Cake Stand in West Des Moines. So tonight we are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, though, watching a little Florida-Mississippi State right now. Great food. Come on in. Try the Hoiberger. get yourself a cold Busch Light as well. We've got about 20 minutes to go on tonight's Wilson Toyota Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We're going to play five questions brought to you by Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here. And one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely. They're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They are the absolute best. That's Mr. B Clothing for men and women, located on 86th Street in Clive.
You know, Iowa Realty is all about marketing tools. For more than half a century now, in fact, 60 full years, Iowa Realty has offered buyers and sellers more to get the job done. IowaRealty.com, the most comprehensive real estate website in Iowa. We have our weekly television show, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 5 or online. Our quarterly magazine, the Iowa Realty section of the Des Moines Sunday Register, and our revolutionary new Iowa Realty mobile app. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
If you're tuned into the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show and you're not a proud owner of your very own man cave, then I got to ask you this simple question. What in the world is wrong with you anyway? Cyclone Fanatics, this is Chris Williams here on behalf of Custom Granite of Central Iowa. Now, football season is finally here. And chances are you've got a man cave at the very least on your mind. You want to build a bar? Well, you need to do it right. You've got to outfit your man cave with my guys at Custom Granite of Central Iowa. Do this. It's very simple. Call my guy, Big Mike Fontana, at 515-249-8777, and he is going to hook you up. Remember, you're going to do the man cave. You've got to do it right. Check him out on the web at CustomGraniteIowa.com.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Okay, now we've been informed. We're here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny, Psycho and Fanatic Radio.
Heart
by Wilson Toyota Vane. Apparently, this is Trey Songz.
That's exactly
so we're gonna pause for about 15 seconds. Andrew, if you don't mind cranking it up, as long as there's no profanity, let's listen to this.
Never been here before.
He sounds like a girl.
We're still climbing.
For real, though, like.
Tremaine. His name's Tremaine.
So his last name really isn't Songs with a Z?
No.
Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate that. Well, we got. Here's the hook. Hold on. Here we go.
Wait. There you go.
Are you Chris Williams? That's
well,
the question.
Guys, in my mind, I'm trying to think, okay, so if a Grammy-nominated artist were to visit Hilton Coliseum, who would it be?
I think, you know, I guess
Simon
I would think,
Estes.
Would it be Flavor Flav? I mean,
no.
Do you know who that
I
is?
I do, because he had a reality show.
Flavor Flav.
Chris, I tweeted that last night, because you were actually busy working. I was just making fun of Trey's songs. And I got Simon Estes, I got the Nadas, I got Slipknot.
Wow.
Yeah, not a whole lot of talent.
The Nadas would make sense. So the Nadas are.
Nobody knows who they are.
The Nadas are, but yeah, they're not a Grammy.
Yeah, who is that?
They're like hosting the trivia this year. They're going to play
yeah,
the.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Someone, cool. Yeah, I did see that.
But ESPN.
The Nadas are one of those things that used to be really cool, and then everybody started listening to them, and it kind of wore off, in my opinion.
Not anymore, right?
Yeah. I'm one of those guys where I kind of like to cut against the grain with that.
It was not George
like,
Strait. You don't want to hear it.
Nah, you know what? Well, whatever. Thank you, Andrew, for that. That was well timed.
Trey Songz
with a Z. I thought the guy's name, I'm like, wow, that is really coincidental that his last name is Songz with a Z.
Come on,
he's
Williams.
He's an R&B artist.
You know, we always talk about who's the coolest between you two. We actually, at this point, we know.
Dude,
it's
Bloom. I ain't cool.
We noticed.
I'm a lot of things.
It's not my playlist. Right. Me and Trey.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not. You did not really pay for that, did you?
No.
Oh, you're still a Napster guy?
No.
Still downloading illegally?
No, I don't do that.
You better watch it.
At Spotify.
The enforcement are listening.
You can have playlists on Spotify, and it's free.
Can I selfishly plug us right now, speaking of downloads?
Yeah.
Because actually, I wasn't going to do this, but it's an opportunity. Tron, you'll love this. I haven't told you this. I told Bloom before. We are the Psych One Fanatic podcast. It's on iTunes. So it's this show, too. We are number 101 on iTunes right now in the college and high school sports scene. So we got to move up one spot as far as subscription goes. We're cracking the top 100. You like that?
You know, it's
a little bit of that.
You know, everyone loves Bloom.
My point is I want to get us in that top 100 from a sales standpoint so we can sell that thing. So if you're listening and you have not – I don't care if you listen. Just subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yeah, we just need more subscribers to crack that top 100.
Right now.
Crack the field of 100. All right. Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, as always, they bring us five questions here on Cyclone Fanatic Radio. Capital Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, DSMCapitalOrtho.com. Give them a call. It doesn't matter. We talk about it every week. Weekend Warrior. I'm doing that Jack Whipper North Ankeny CrossFit, and I'm doing it, and I'm getting older, and I think every week is this the week I have to call Capital Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, try and lift a little bit too much weight over the head. If I needed to call them, I would call them at 515-440-2676, and God forbid I don't have to do that here for too long. But DSMCapitalOrtho.com. We'll start it off. It's the elephant in the room. Bloom, was that a flagrant foul on Dustin Hoge last night, good or bad call?
Can I ask you guys, was it contact above the head?
No.
He didn't hit him in the face?
No.
If he didn't hit him in the face, then it's not.
He didn't hit him in the face.
It looks to me like he hit him in the face.
No, he didn't.
So
I've replayed it a million times.
Predictably, you're going to bat for the officials here?
It doesn't. Okay, see, people have the misnomer with a flagrant one that it has to be like a felony to be a flagrant. It doesn't. You just have to hit somebody above the shoulder.
You're right.
You know what? It's bull crap. And here's the deal, man. I'm tired of people. Listen, you're in Kansas. Bloom. I'm talking right now.
Hit him in the face.
Listen, you touch their star player, and everybody pulls out guns and knives. It was a crap call. It was a savior. They did it because it was Wiggins. I'll tell you this. Two plays later, they fouled. Who was it? Was it Kane? They didn't even help him off the court, Bloom. Listen, it wasn't a flagrant. He didn't go to the head. It was a great. It was should have been a no call.
It a good call according to the officials who get reviewed?
He got hit in the face.
So
no, he didn't.
When they, my point is, when the director of Big 12 officiating looks at that, did they make the right call?
Yes.
Bloom.
Did I like it? No.
He didn't hit him in the face.
Well.
I will say this. Tron gets the point because Bloom is just too predictable.
Yeah, he didn't hit him in the face.
Well, it, just like the Edgem, though. Edgem got the technical on Saturday against Kansas State. That was not egregious. As Fred put it after the game, it looked like his face went into Melvin's hand.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter according to the rules.
I'm going to be serious.
You can't hit people above the shoulder.
He didn't hit him in the face. But anyway, here's a serious question. And I mean this when I ask you this question. Okay, if it's not Wiggins, if it's some kid coming off the bench because the game's over, do they make the same call? They don't, Bloom. Just say they don't.
He hit him in the face.
Bloom, they don't make the call. It's because of who it is. It's no different than LeBron Bloom's, James and Kevin Durant.
Bloom's
you make the call because of who it is.
Bloom's probably right, but I'm going to give Tron the point, though, because I like his passion.
Bloom, you're not right.
All right. We had this same conversation, I believe, two weeks ago. Now we've seen him twice. Tron, you got the first pick of the draft. Embiid or Wiggins? Who do you want? Who do you want to build your franchise around?
Ooh, man, you know what? I hate to say this because I think Embiid's a force, and I think he's only going to get better. But Wiggins, I'm looking at this kid totally different. He's just got it all, man. You know, I go back to the draft when Kevin Durant came out.
That's what I compare this to. Is that the same situation?
It's kind of the same situation because
not.
You think about it. You look at Kevin Durant right now, and not comparing Andrew Wiggins to Kevin Durant, but, dude, he's got the package.
The difference
he's
is
got it all. He's tall. He's lanky.
Odom was like 40 during that draft.
Well, Odom was 40 when he was 2. I mean, the kid looks like LeBron James' dad. No, I think you take Andre Wiggins. The kid's good.
Bloom, who you want, man?
I like Embiid because Wiggins is his talent, and he's great, and he'll be a great
NBA
player. I think he'll be fantastic. He'll be an all-star. But you can't find 7-foot-1 guys with Embiid's skill level. And I know Odin's the elephant in the room here because he was terrible when he got hurt. You don't know who's going to get hurt. I mean, to compare Wiggins to Durant, I don't think that's fair to Wiggins.
Like Jason Williams back in the day. I mean, that looked like a pretty good pick until he wrecked his motorcycle.
Here's my thought on those two. Embiid makes Wiggins better because he takes the defense away from Wiggins, where I'm not sure Wiggins makes Embiid better. I think Embiid impacts the game more on both sides of the floor than Wiggins will. And give me a 7-1 guy over a 6-8 guy every day of the week.
Bloom's logic is spot on with mine. He gets the point. You go with the 7-footer.
The big man is no longer a necessity in the NBA.
But he is an elite.
He's not
big
a
man.
Period.
He's not a stiff though. He's an
period.
Athletic big man.
That's a great quote. He's not a stiff though, Tron. This is not El Goskis we're talking about. All right.
I'm not saying the guy isn't good.
This
I'm
is
saying.
Not Vlade Divac. It's not Luck Longley. Embiid, take
wow.
him. You're foolish. Pass on Embiid.
I like Wiggins.
All right, Bloom. It's 1-1. Final basketball question. What happens on Saturday against OU? Just, like, if you could predict, don't give me a score. That'd be boring. How does that game go on Saturday?
I think it's the perfect storm for Iowa State to just dismantle a good Oklahoma.
Dismantling a Lon Kruger-coached team? You've got to be kidding me.
Well, here's why. It's Oklahoma beat Iowa State down there. Iowa State just showed against a great Kansas team that they can play with them. Their confidence, even after a loss, is probably as high as it's been since the conference play started. And Oklahoma is a better shooting team at home than they are on the road. I think this thing could get out of hand, to be honest with you.
Wow, that's a bold pick, Tron. What do you think?
Wow, I like
Bloom,
the Cyclones to win, but jeez, Bloom, you're
Bloom
just kind of
changing it up and not riding the fence tonight.
Right out, just saying wow. This is what he thinks. I do. I take the Cyclones to win. I think it's a great game for Dustin Hogue. We talked about it off the deal. We haven't seen Hogue play the way he's usually played. I think it's due coming home, playing in Hilton. The fans will be in. It'll be a loud atmosphere. It's really hard to play on the road, especially when we're coming into Hilton. They just played a really tough game against Kansas. I think they do. Now, don't get me wrong. Lon Kruger will have the Oklahoma Sooners ready to play.
Oh, definitely.
It's just hard to coach against the 12th man.
Well, one more guarantee. Cycle Nally will be on Ryan Spangler's backside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Charlie gets the point strictly because he gave props to Lon Kruger.
I figured that
the greatest coaches.
I met him last week.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
He was down at Texas Tech.
Yeah, and I'm sure he was great to you.
He was a good man.
He's a fantastic human
good guy.
Being.
Yeah.
Big Lon Kruger fan here.
He had no idea who I was. Hi, coach.
He knew who you were.
He thought you were a recruit.
He goes, that's the kid. He goes, that's the kid from the 101st ranked podcast in the country. Brent Bloom. All right. So Tron's up 2-1 on you, Bloom. It's time to put on your Iowa State basketball uniform and make a comeback,
We're going to call Tron for a flagrant here.
Hit another three. Tron goes first. Your favorite Super Bowl snack or beverage? Both. You got to give me a combo here.
Well, I like to drink Jack Daniels while I'm watching the Super Bowl.
It's going to be tough to beat that one.
It's my deal. And I like cheese dip. That's my deal.
Cheese dip
and Jack Daniels. Ooh. Gentleman's Jack, by the way.
Do you mix the Jack Daniels with the cheese dip?
Hey, however it goes down, as long as it goes down together.
Cheese dip and Jack Daniels, Bloom, what's your preference? And you drive responsibly, though. We have designated drivers.
Yeah, my 7-year-old's going to drive me home to your place.
These guys are both coming over, so Bloom, what are you going to bring to the party?
I'm going to appeal to the judge because I'm learning that's what you have to do.
Yeah, that's what
just
marriage is
all
about.
All Bush Light. All Bush Light. Yep. All
I thought the judge was your wife. I thought you were talking about me.
Talking to you.
Bloom wins.
You know what? Wait a minute. This 5 questions has just turned into whoever can stroke Chris a little better. I throw in Lon Cougar. You go with Bush Light. What are we trying to win a date with this dude?
Take a shot at Baylor and I'll just give it to you.
Yeah, you
all right. Bloom wins that one. It's 2-2 going into our Super Bowl predictions. Bloom, I believe you have the honors. Who do you like in the Super Bowl? And let's try and make this a little bit entertaining for our audience, not just the boring Super Bowl pick.
Well, yeah, and I haven't watched a thing. I don't really care for the previews and stuff. I mean, it's just another game to me. It's not the NCAA basketball championship.
Just another game.
I like the Broncos. I just think their offense is so much better than old Mr. Russell Wilson, Mr. Sherman. That's boring analysis, but just give me the Broncos, and well, let me watch the commercials.
Wow,
Tron.
As I think Sherman,
the most depressing Super Bowl prediction ever.
As I think Sherman may be one of the best, if not the best, corner playing in the NFL right now.
Bull roar! You weren't saying that 3 weeks ago before he went on his WWE rant.
He can only guard one of them, and I think it's hard to beat Peyton in Omaha. Omaha, it just ain't gonna happen. I think Peyton goes out, and here I'm gonna put it out there for you, Bloom. You watch it. Wes Welker will be the difference in this game.
I disagree with you both. I'm with Coach Abdul Massey. Yeah, I'm going with the Seahawks. I really do. And having said that, I feel like I was really banking on the weather being awful and really affecting Peyton. But that doesn't look like it's going to be like 45. So that talk about wasted airtime over the last 2 weeks.
Russell's never been there. You watched him in the playoff game last night. He was rattled early. He's going to be rattled early.
Sick, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the deal. They don't score a lot of points, and Denver does.
How about Iowa State working themselves into the Super Bowl conversation?
Yeah.
So, quick story. I'm down in Lubbock walking home from a establishment about 1 in the morning.
They have establishments
in Lubbock? Yeah, they do. And we're walking outside this apartment. And some guy sees, it was a group of us Iowa State people, sees our gear. He goes, hey!
Right!
You guys got the assistant coaches of the Super Bowl.
They flashed that the thing up on Big Monday, too. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Musburger. It was like their weekly Big 12 love fest, and they actually had the Iowa State graphic. They just took the thing that Iowa State Athletics Communications created and put it up on ESPN.
So, I
really do. I think the Super. I think that the Seahawks win this thing.
I think
it's a good game. Do you remember though, like when we were kids, Bloom, and the Super Bowl is a blowout every year?
No.
I mean, it was like the 49ers would just pace somebody, or the
usually
Cowboys
when the
would
number
just kill
one
somebody.
Defense and the number one offense show up, it's usually a blowout. And I hope that's not the case. I think it'll be a good
game. I'm an NFC guy, so I'm a little bit biased as well. But I'm going to go. So you guys really didn't you didn't disagree on that one, so it's tied. We'll go to a sixth question.
Oh,
Trey Songz, does he sound like a girl or not? Trump?
He does, actually.
Brent?
Sorry.
No, I think he's a modern-day Neo.
What?
Neo?
You don't even know who Neo is.
Joe?
He thinks you're talking about the Matrix.
Do you remember Casey and JoJo?
Yeah, I still hate him talking
about. Is that the same guy?
No. There's
no.
Joe.
Oh, my goodness. Chris, we need to hang out more.
There's Joe, and then there's Casey
there's
and
Casey
JoJo.
There's Casey and JoJo.
I remember Casey and JoJo.
Hey, that's really good.
That was my song with my girlfriend
Neo.
In like fourth grade.
Remember the group Rough Ends with
yes.
a
B? Yes.
Yeah, them too.
Absolutely.
Boys to Men?
Boys to Men. Yeah, it's called Rough Ends.
Boys to Men were awesome.
No More Shopping Spree. No More was the name of their hit song. By the way,
Juvenile.
Juvenile, yeah, I still
not
got his
Juvenile. Genuine.
Genuine, yeah, but he was like, he had my pony. There you go.
Ludacris is coming to Visha.
Oh, wow.
This year. Did you
is
see
he
that?
Is he going to sing? Is it like Mike Jones? Is he going to take. Hey, real quick, I usually don't do spot plugs, but I got to do this.
Oh, okay.
My niece and nephew, Nick and Whitney Myers, they had a new baby girl today.
Yes.
I want to say congratulations to them. My
brother
in law, two grandpas right behind us.
What's the name?
I don't know. What's the kid's name? Tell me.
Reagan
today.
That's a beautiful
name. Congratulations, guys.
All right, absolutely. Thanks, gentlemen. We appreciate it. We appreciate John Sellers and Andrew Downs for their help. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny next week from 6 to 7. We'll have the podcast. Please subscribe. We'll have it uploaded to psychofanatic.com in a few minutes. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a safe evening.